Monday through Friday, daily devotional. How sweet the name of Jesus. Jesus is the well of God, brings living water to a thirsty soul. Welcome to the devotional. The story of Noah's preservation in the ark is a picture of salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. It is also a picture of baptism, the outward symbol of regeneration or born again. So also is the ark, where only 8 souls were saved by water. The ark was immersed in those dreadful rains which covered the whole earth with water, and Noah's family were buried in that ark to all the world. But by the burial, they were floated out of the old condemned world into the new world of life and grace. Death to the world and burial in the ark were the means of their safety. 1 Peter 3:20 says, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism is a most significant picture of regeneration, but it is not the cause of the new birth. Now I want to say that again. Baptism is not the cause of the new birth, but it is a picture. Okay? It is a significant picture of born again. When you are truly born again, you want to show the world, okay, show to the public that you are Christian, and you get baptized, that is immersion baptism. The believer standing today in the old world is buried to the world, buried with Jesus Christ by baptism unto death. And his rising from the tomb is the figure of his resurrection in Christ into a new world as the new man, that just like Jesus was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Romans chapter 6 verse 4. God made a covenant with Noah that he will not destroy the earth with a flood. What is the sign of the covenant? The rainbow. Oh, how beautiful and how colorful is the rainbow. You know, when we were little children, when we see a rainbow, we get so excited to go. And basically, if we can touch the rainbow, the exact rainbows cannot be painted. It is impossible to paint the exact rainbow. But God is the master painter. You know, he's the creator of the rainbow. As he can paint a rainbow in the midst of black clouds, showing his brightness of his glory in the rainbow. Even though our sins like the blackness of the clouds, and if you truly believe in Christ Jesus, there's a rainbow shining every day in your life, as Christ is the brightness of God's glory that shines in our lives. Rainbow was the witness of God to Noah. My beloved, if you are a Christian, you too have a witness in heaven who made a covenant. He is more beautiful than the rainbow. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. See Revelation 4:3 and Revelation 10:1. Revelation 4:3 says, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow around about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Revelation 10:1 says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire." Here the mighty angel is God's messenger, the mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. There was a rainbow upon his head. God's mercy is shown as a rainbow to Noah. Oh my believers, if you are a true believer, you have received mercy instead of judgment. God's grace is this: God remembered Noah. And you believer, God remembers you. Oh, it is not us remembering God, it is God remembering us. It is not my laying hold of this of his covenant, but his covenant laying hold of me. We know in the future he will destroy the earth again, but the covenant of his grace shall still stand with the believer. Jesus is altogether lovely, more lovelier than the rainbow. Next time when you see a rainbow, remember God's mercy and grace for you. As Jesus, God's divine rainbow, he brought mercy and grace instead of judgment. So let us exalt the glorious colors of Christ Jesus. Christ is the Sun of righteousness. The true believers are his treasures in heaven. We are his treasures. We are the crown of his head. We are the bracelet of his arms. And we are the very center of his love. The more closer we come to the cross, the more we see his love. Oh, let us adore him and praise him who gave us